in the limelight. While wrongly demonized in the United States, the Cuban government has built a comprehensive nationalized healthcare system based on preventative medicine rather than the curative model that the United States employs. In Cuba, medical staff are assigned to communities, and it is their job to see and analyze the health of every person, nipping problems in the bud before they develop and need costly surgery. According to Margaret Chan, a former Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, Cuba's prevention-based medicine is the way to go for the world. Praising the government's leadership in treating healthcare as a human right, she said, "We sincerely hope that all of the world's inhabitants will have access to quality medical services as they do in Cuba." Here we present you an article authored by Alan MacLeod. Alan MacLeod is an academic and writer for Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, under the heading, "Cuba is testing products against cancer, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease." The article has appeared on the front page of the mintpressnews.com website. Stay with us for more of Alan MacLeod's article. The Cuban government has announced it is testing new medical products against a range of chronic illnesses, including cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease. The Caribbean country has become a hotspot for pharmaceutical research, having already developed techniques that eliminate the transmission of HIV virus and syphilis between mothers and children. It was not revealed which types of cancer government scientists are testing against, but they have already developed a lung cancer vaccine, a skin cancer medicine, and new minimally invasive techniques in esophageal cancer surgery. Many of these treatments are unavailable in the United States for what amounts to political reasons. The Trump administration has ratcheted up illegal sanctions against Cuba, making it extremely difficult to visit the island or import goods from Cuba. This has led many desperate Americans to travel to Cuba clandestinely for medical treatment. George Keyes, a Colorado cancer patient, told USA Today in 2018, "I'm not looking to break the law, but I am not looking to die either." Others spoke to the newspaper under condition of anonymity, afraid of the consequences. Many American patients are scared even to tell their doctors what they are doing for fear of potential government reprisals. Whilst many think of Cuba as only a place where even rich people drive battered 1950s cars around old towns, the country has, due in no small part because of decades of US blockade, developed a world-leading medical industry that employs more than 3,000 people in clinical research. Its lung cancer vaccine, Climavax, has been available since 2011, particularly necessary in a country where cigar smoking is so prevalent. Whilst wrongly demonized in the United States, the Cuban government has built a comprehensive nationalized healthcare system based on preventative medicine, rather than the curative model the United States employs. In Cuba, medical staff are assigned to communities, and it is their job to see and analyze the health of every person in the community, nipping problems in the bud before they develop and they need costly surgery. That way, obesity, for example, is dealt with before it metastasizes into more serious condition like diabetes or heart disease. As a result, the country has perhaps the most cost-efficient system in the world, and Cubans enjoy a life expectancy of 80 years, a year longer than Americans, despite only earning a gross domestic product per capita of $7,600. According to Margaret Chan, former Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, Cuba's prevention-based medicine is the way to go for the entire world. Praising the government's leadership in treating healthcare as a human right, Margaret Chan said, "We sincerely hope that all of the world's inhabitants will have access to quality medical services as they do in Cuba." Internationalism is a core component of the Cuban government's ideology. There is an estimated 30,000 Cuban medical staff currently working in 67 countries, providing free healthcare to underprivileged people around the world. The country of just 11 million people has more doctors abroad than the World Health Organization and all of the G7 countries combined, and has been instrumental in the healthcare revolution in Latin America. With the support of thousands of Cuban doctors, nationalized, expansive public healthcare systems have been established in many progressive Latin American countries. In Brazil, for example, more than 11,000 Cubans came to establish a medical program for underserved communities. However, recent political changes in the region have led to their ejection from both Bolivia and Brazil. Cuba also trains foreign medical students from across the world at the famous Latin American School of Medicine in Havana, on the condition that they return to their own countries to serve the neediest people. This includes Americans who can study medicine in Cuba without incurring huge debts like they would at home. In total, 158 countries have directly benefited from Cuba's revolutionary medicine. Cuba is in stark contrast to the United States of America, where hospital bills are leading cause of bankruptcy, and one-third of all GoFundMe donations are for medical expenses. Last month, Min Press News reported on the phenomena of poor people selling their blood just to live. Americans are increasingly resorting to using dog insulin or fish antibiotics as alternatives to expensive drugs at home. Life-saving drugs that sell for $8 in countries like Australia cost as much as $2,000 in the United States. Recently, the New York Magazine editor, Jen Gan, revealed that her private health insurer is making her appeal a skull surgery on her 8-week-old baby to make sure it was necessary and not cosmetic. Studies show that the greatest savings in a move towards Medicare for all would be getting rid of unnecessary administration and billing. American voters' top issue is healthcare, and a number of Democratic candidates have promised to create a nationalized, comprehensive healthcare system, while some have even called for normalizing relations with Cuba. But until the blockade is lifted on Havana, even if the trials of new medicines prove successful, they won't be available to suffering American public.